Is there a contradiction between John 1 and Mark 1? And the answer is no. Now, some folks think they see a discrepancy where Mark 1 says that Jesus was baptized, and according to Mark 1:12, we're told, and immediately the Spirit driveth them into the wilderness. But in John 1, we read about the baptism, and then there is no reference to Jesus immediately going into the wilderness. As a matter of fact, there's no mention of the wilderness at all. The problem here is that people read John 1 and they don't pay attention to the nuances. So they think that John 1 is an account of the baptism, but it's not. John, the author, is John the Beloved, the Apostle. He's telling about John the Baptist, and John the Baptist is telling about what has already happened with the baptism account. In other words, it's John the Apostle giving an account of John the Baptist giving an account of the baptism. It's the difference between saying John did this and that, or saying John did this and then he told us about how that this and that had happened earlier. When you're reading a book, you have to differentiate between the author telling you what happened as opposed to simply the author simply providing an accurate report on an eyewitness and tells you what the eyewitness said happened. Here's an example. You can either give an account or a description of what you saw when someone got punched in the face, or you can go up to that person and interview them and give an account of what they said it was like to be punched in the face. And that's all we have here. John the Apostle isn't telling you what he saw as John baptized Jesus. He's telling you what John said, John the Baptist said, happened when he baptized Jesus. Let's just jump in here in verse 29, go verse by verse, and we can see this. Now, in Mark 1, it's clear. He baptized Jesus, and immediately he went into the wilderness. But in John 1, verse 29, the Bible says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he," verse 30, "of whom I said." So right here, we've got a change. John the Apostle's account begins by telling us that John saw Jesus coming and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And the account continues, and John begins talking, John the Baptist. He begins talking at this point and says, "This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me." So that's John giving an account of what had already happened. And when did he say this? Back in verse 15. So you see, we're establishing the context, and we're seeing that John the Baptist is being reported on by John the Apostle. And John the Baptist sees Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Then in verse 30, he begins talking and telling about something that had already happened back in verse 15. And then in verse 31, we continue, and he's still talking. Nothing's happening. John the Baptist is just talking. He says, "And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." Verse 32, still talking. "And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." Now stop there. This isn't happening at this point in chapter 1. We're getting an account from John the Baptist of something that's already happened in verse 31 and then in verse 32. "And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." This has already happened. John's just giving us a retelling of it. John the Baptist is. in a book written by John the Apostle. So you can see where you got to be careful, and this is where, you know, rightly dividing the word of truth sometimes comes right down to just paying attention to what you're reading. Very close attention. Verse 33, he's still talking. Nothing is happening here. John is just talking. John the Baptist is just talking. Verse 33, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Verse 34, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. That's the end of the account. So in other words, there's no contradiction between Mark 1 and John 1. Mark 1 is an account of the baptism. John 1 is a report from John the Baptist about the baptism. And he doesn't go immediately, there's no reference to him going immediately into the wilderness in John 1 because it didn't happen in this text. It's not an account of what happened. It's John the Baptist retelling what had already happened. As a matter of fact, the temptation in the wilderness isn't in the Gospel of John. It's not even in there. So John 1:29 is not only after the temptation, which John, as I said, leaves out of his Gospel, but it's long after the actual baptism took place. It's John the Apostle giving an accurate, infallible account of John the Baptist giving an account of the baptism, which had already happened. And that's why there's no reference to the wilderness happening immediately after that. And John doesn't even give us an account of the temptation in the wilderness. And by the way, that's another accusation you'll hear from skeptics. They'll call that a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. The fact that John didn't tell something that's in Mark isn't a contradiction. It basically is actually good evidence for the fact that these weren't copies of each other. These are eyewitness accounts by separate people. They're not just one retelling of the story, which would be a con game. God gave us four different accounts from four different people, and one tells one thing where sometimes the other doesn't. And in the resurrection account, for example, people say, well, there's a contradiction. No, it's not a contradiction. In one case, John mentions something that Matthew doesn't. That's not a contradiction. This may sound a little gruesome, but I love using this as an example. If I saw a car accident and the driver was decapitated, and I'm interviewed by the police, and I said, yeah, I saw the head fly out the window and out into the field. And he interviews another person, and they said, yeah, I saw the accident, and we went walking up to the car, and that's when I realized that the body, that the person, the driver, had been decapitated, and I saw the corpse there without the head. Did we contradict each other? No. He didn't see the head fly off into the field, and I did. We didn't contradict each other. We just gave a different account. And that's all there is to this. It's that simple.